Diane Dalton, we're talking to her right now, and you're very loving and wonderful, full of life and full of laughter. But I just want to mention this, to be Dougie Downer, but you have had a few things in life that weren't so fun or pleasant.
Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what are we talking about?
I found out that I was being betrayed for most of my married life.
Oh, my goodness. What was the first, when you found that out, what was your first reaction? Was it, oh, I got to call Cynthia, or what was it? Do you remember?
Absolute shock. Absolute shock. He was the last person on earth that anybody would have thought could have had that secret.
How many years ago was that?
The first time I found out about anything was 2002, I believe.
Okay.
I found out about a long affair.
Long, long time ago. Because just seeing you guys at this stage in your life and him, I mean, you just, you would never, just from the outside, you'd never know that. But
so then what did you do?
We immediately that night went to called our pastor and met him and his wife at the church. And had a conversation with them and, you know, went home and tried to repair it on our own. Mm-hmm. You know, started some counseling, thought we were going along okay, never thought it would ever happen again. And it did.
Well, that must have been a double nightmare, huh?
Yeah. So it was early 2013 I found out about another one. By that time, it was two strikes, you're out. So I immediately made him leave and called a lawyer.
You know, we're doing this special show today, you know, to help women who have experienced that same thing make a choice to do something about it. How long did it take you? So there was like a 10-year period of time that you thought that things were going to be okay. And then you get devastation number two. Mm-hmm. You go to the lawyer. You're deciding, okay, this is it. Two strikes, you're out. Mm-hmm. At what point, Diane, did you go, you know what? I might need to have some more help than just going to a counselor or just going to the lawyer for that matter?
Well, I was seeing a counselor during that time just to, you know, try to work through it, work through being alone and that kind of thing. So it was, we were separated for one full year when I kept feeling, you know, this doesn't feel right. And so I just prayed and prayed what I felt was God's will. And I came across Every Man's Battle. I had Every Man's Battle and Every Man's Marriage in my car for a couple of weeks. And I was going to bring it to him at his apartment. I didn't know when, but I left the books.
Awesome.
And so he read Every Man's Battle. He read Every Man's Marriage. And he said when he read the books, he kept thinking, boy, this is me. And he ended up going to Every Man's Battle, I believe, in beginning of January 2014. And, boy, he came back from that telling me things that I'd been waiting 30 years to hear.
Really?
So, Diane, when you decided that you needed to go to the workshop yourself, not Every Man's Battle, but Restore, what made that your decision? And, you know, what would you say to encourage somebody who might be just contemplating that same step?
You know, I went because my husband said, this would probably really be good for you. And plus, I saw this transformation in him. So I thought, sure, I'll go. I need all the help I can get. And, you know, I thought, this is going to really help me, you know, forgive him and figure out how to put our marriage back together. But it did something quite different. There was no one who understood what I was going through because they've not experienced it. I felt like it was my fault. I felt like I was being judged by people for my, what I call normal, abnormal behavior. And I found 100 other women who were going through the same thing. I realized that I wasn't crazy. So many things.